shit, man. Come on, let's give God some praise in this place. Now, y'all know if that was me, that'd be your patience and your God. Some praise in this place. Come on, church. Somebody say, you left me all week long. Come on, through all my ups and through all my downs. Come on. That I have some pain, but God is still worthy. I said he's still worthy. Look at somebody and say, but he's still worthy. That I have a few walks and downs, but he's still worthy. That I have a few aches and pains, but he's still worthy. That I have a little bit of trouble on my child, but he's still worthy. That I have a few problems at the house, but he's still worthy. Come on, say, God is still worthy. And he's still wonderful. And he's still worthy to be great. Come on. Let's give him some praise today. He's an awesome God. He's an awesome God. I said he's an awesome God. That he did it when he didn't have to do it. That he did it just because he loved it. He did it because I was his child. He did it because he's God. And he's God. All by himself. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. And God. And he's still worthy. Can you say that? Can you say that this morning that he's still worthy? Look at somebody saying, in spite of all the things I've been through. In spite of all the things that I've been through, my brother, my sister, in spite of all the ups, in spite of all the downs, all the trouble, all the pain, and all the going through, he's still worthy to be praised. Yeah. That's why we come here today. We come here to worship and magnify the Lord. The psalmist said, oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Amen. Ain't the Lord all right? Amen. A little more praise. I know he's all right. Amen. We're going to We're going to sing Psalm 24, and the song of David. David was talking to the Lord. God gave him this song. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world, and David dwell there. For he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessings from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that fear you, that seek thy face, O Jesus. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth be silent. Let all the earth be Reverend Lindsay that you would take this time to lead us in prayer. Amen.
Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? Father God, we come this morning with grateful and thankful hearts, coming and thanking you and praising you for another beautiful Sunday. Oh, God, we bless you this morning, Father, because it's your grace and mercy that touched us early, touched us in our right mind, and started us on our way, and gave us enough strength, Father, that we could come to your house and worship one more time. And for that, we are grateful, oh, God. We thank you, Father, because truly you've been mighty good unto us this week. And if justice had its way, Father God, none of us would be able to stand before you. But we thank you, Lord, that you haven't dealt with us according to our sins and our iniquity. But you've given us one more day to get it right. And for that, we are eternally grateful. And Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that you would look on every heart, oh God. Father God, if you see anything this morning that's not pleasing, please wash us in your word and sanctify us in your blood. Help us to be the vessels that you want us to be, oh God. Father God, I pray that your Holy Spirit will continue to shine through us, oh God. Continue to draw us nigh to you and unify us as one body in Christ. And Father God, I pray for Pastor Kayshawn this morning. I pray for your shepherd, oh God. I pray that you will listen going out and is coming in. And oh God, as we prepare to bring a word from you today, I pray, Father, that our hearts, oh God, will listen, Father, that our ears will be attentive to thus says the Lord. And oh God, I pray that you will move upon our hearts, that, oh God, that you will bring peace and deliverance, that you will bring salvation and strength. Oh, God, that you will bring healing to your people through your word, Lord Jesus. And then, oh, God, I pray that you will look on First Lady in a special manner. Continue to bless her, oh, God. Continue to keep us strong in you. Look on the first family as only you can. And then, Father God, we pray for the heart of God at Baptist Church. We pray for our church in this entirety, oh, God. We pray for every person, Father God, that is spoken in to you today. Regardless of what the Lord might be, we know that you heard him and we're glad, oh God, that you will touch their hearts, oh God. So we pray, Father, through the power of your Holy Spirit, oh God, that you will move from heart to heart and breath to breath. And oh God, when we have left this place, Father, truly we will know that we've been in your presence, oh God. And Father God, we pray that you will look on the sickness among us. And Father God, we pray healing among your people. We pray deliverance, we pray peace. And oh God, some people just need a closer relationship today. We pray, Father, that you will grant it. And Father God, we pray for the churches throughout this world, Father God. Oh Lord, that you will continue to strengthen your pastors. Continue to look on every church member. Continue to look on those that don't know you, Lord Jesus, that you will draw them nigh unto the cross. And those that do know you, Lord Jesus, that you will forever keep us, Father. Lead us and guide us in your direction, in your righteousness, and in your truth. And then, oh God, we pray, Father, that you will be lifted up, because you said in your word that if I be lifted up from the earth, that you will draw all men unto you. So we pray this day, Father God, that you will through the drawing, draw through your preaching, draw through your prayer, and draw through your witness. Oh God, that you will get the glory, that you will get the honor and the praise, and we'll be so careful, Lord Jesus, to just to serve you, Father, to do your will, oh God. But we thank you because you've been mighty good unto us. We thank you for your everlasting love. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. And we thank you for grace and mercy this morning. In your darling son Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
This fervent prayer, amen. Always that, amen. prayer answering God. He's always, amen, right there, amen. And I know sometimes, amen, when your way gets a little weary, amen, you get to a point, amen, wow, God listening. You still there, God? You're taking a little longer than I thought you were going to take, amen. Has anybody ever been there? Amen. It's going on 1 year. I'm still waiting, Lord. Yeah. You know. It's going on 2 years. Are you still there? I'm knocking, Lord. What's going on? Amen. Amen. Every now and then you see everybody else getting there. What they get, you still waiting. Amen. Have I got a witness? Amen. 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 You know, amen. Amen. You know your blessing on the way. Amen. Amen. God said, be patient. Amen. He said, wait on the Lord and be of what? Good courage. Amen. Wait, I say what? On the Lord. Amen. And so there's a song we used to minister in nursing homes. Amen. So sometimes, amen, you would come in there and you're a little tired. Amen, doctor. Lindsay, amen, and what you would find, amen, is that they would be in there pumped up. Lord have mercy. And he's like, Lord have mercy. I'm tired of them. You can walk up the parking lot and hear them ready to roll, ready to worship God, amen. And you would go in there and realize that whatever their situation was, amen, they were still ready to praise God. It didn't make any difference what day or what month it was. They was always ready to praise God, amen, because they realized, amen, that even in this situation, come on now, they were still blessed. Have I got a witness? Amen. So think about that. Even in your situation, amen, you're still blessed, amen. And so I want to sing this song called Pass Me Not, amen. And we would sing that old song. It was old, and you'd be like, Pass me not. And then some of the older members, they would get happy. They would start shouting, amen. And you're like, what in the world is going on, amen? You wait on the Lord, but you come to realize, amen, that when you understand, amen, that God has not forgotten about you. Come on, somebody. Look at somebody and say, God has not forgotten about you. Look at somebody and say, it might be delayed, but it's not denied. And God has not forgotten about you. First verse is, pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Then you call him Savior, Savior. Hear my humble cry. Why on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Yeah. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry.
Like you know it. Thank you. As I get older and and go through a lot of other things. The Lord has surrounded me with all these beautiful people. Plus, He's there also to take care of me and to take care of all of these beautiful people. So thank you, dear God, for being in our lives, and we shall continue to praise you.
Amen.
May
amen.
God bless you all. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony. Amen. This morning, we're going to go, amen, to studio, amen, and not studio, our sanctuary audience, and start in the front. Amen. Work our way to the back. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Praise God this morning. I give God all the glory, honor, and the praise. Truly, He's the mighty good. Just thank Him for many blessings of this week. Thank God for Jesus.
Yes.
Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for you, Pastor K-Son, First Lady K-Son, the Heart of God Baptist Church. And I thank God for family, friends, and loved ones. I pray that God will continue to strengthen us as a church family.
Amen.
And continue to watch over us as we watch over one another. In Jesus' name, I love you all. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. Come this way. Amen.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I thank God for another day. God, we're back here once
again.
Amen. I just want to pray for you. Thank you. I graduated now. And, and it seems like a lot has transpired in a couple of weeks. Motions to get a license. Getting ready to go on vacation.
Anniversary.
Anniversary. One year anniversary. There's a lot of thirst. So much been happening. I thank God for it. Most of all, I want to thank my parents.
That's me.
Thank you for being there for me. And now going through all these things, it's all a lot of understanding. Thank God they're here. So, that I can talk to, help you all this. But I'd like to say, you know, God prepared me for this.
Amen.
And for sure, He wants to put on us to keep there. Keep on going.
Amen.
That's going to be it.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right. I just want to say thankful, you know, grateful to God for everything that He has seen me through. It's been a fun, you know, 6 months, 7 months. You know, God is really, you know, I'm really like walking with Him. Like, I'm not really taking advice from nobody else. I'm just trying, kind of going through life, you know, just with God, and He's just showing me like why He's the reason.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's just like, and one thing I would like to say is that He kept my mind.
Amen.
I don't know, you know, what your problem is or what you're going through, but I know that God kept my mind. Sometimes the enemy, he tries to get up in there and say what he going to say and everything like that. But God, you know, He has the last say. So I'm just grateful and thankful, you know, for just, you know, waking up, seeing the next day, even going through that, what we go through, because it makes us stronger in Him, you know. So I'm just grateful. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
I just want to thank God for all that He's doing. No matter what the circumstances are going through, financial, issue, whatever it might be, just remember, God got it under control, okay? Just remember that no matter what you're going through, it's to God. He's a picture.
Amen. Amen. Good morning, First Lady. Good morning, First Lady.
Good morning, Heart of God. I'm sending out love. I'm sending out hugs. God is just good, and I'm standing on His promises that He will keep us. He will never forsake us, and He lifts us up every morning. If we get up, He lifts us up, because every day above ground is a good day. And I just thank the Lord that He's just keeping on blessing me the way He has. He's working things out in my favor.
Yeah.
You know, what can I say? You know, God is good, and He's good through it all. You know, man may say no, God's going to say yes. Man closed the door, God's going to open up the window. So, you know, the blessings just keep on flowing. And you never know how they're going to come, but they do come. So, a heart of God, just keep your mind stayed on him. And God will, he can, and he's able. And all he wants you to do is just turn it over to him, and he will take care. And he will not pass you by, believe me. You all have a blessed week. Love you.
First, giving honors to God this morning. It's just a blessing to be in the house of the Lord. Staying home is okay, but it's not. It's nothing like being in his house.
Amen.
I want to congratulate my nephew and his dear little Anthony.
Yes. Amen.
One of my sons that I love dearly. It's a blessing to see our young black man
yes.
successful.
Amen.
To
Amen.
Continue to stay in the omniscience of God,
yeah.
and he will give you the desires of your heart. I'm a living testimony, and you can, I'm going to tell you like I tell all of my children. You came from good stock, came from good blood. No reason why that you should not, with your family, reap the benefits of the labor of your parents' parents, and their parents. That's three generations that you
Amen.
Came from,
Amen.
And they all were good spiritual, that's the difference. And you have that same blood in you. Be blessed, enjoy life, enjoy your vacation, and God will do the rest, I guarantee you. I thank God that he has brought me this one. And I can reach out and touch someone else with this Holy Spirit that they might follow God. This house of Zion is a blessing to all of us.
Amen.
Your mom wakes us up in the morning with encouraging words, with prayers. Our First Lady is awesome.
Amen.
She's awesome. She does what God leads her to do.
Amen.
It just doesn't
Amen.
Happen.
Amen.
It has to be hidden. And I am a recipient of her blessings. Every morning I have my phone on my pillow. When I hear that tweet, I say, that's First Lady. I count on it every morning.
Amen.
Somebody wake me up
yeah.
with God's word. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. And there's no reason to fall back in the arms of the devil when we have God leading us all the way.
Thanks,
thank God for my pastor.
Thank
God for First Lady, Reverend Sykes, Reverend Menzies, Trustee Henderson, and our church body. I praise and worship team that are faithful.
Yeah.
Little Janice and Sister Renee, they blessed us this morning with praise. Come out. Come out of those homes. Come into this church and this sanctuary and get your blessing.
Yeah.
But as the lesson, Sunday school lesson this morning says, you don't have to be here. Ask God with you. All he has to do is speak it. You will receive the blessings of the Lord. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us. And I am a living testimony of his word. What we are being taught, what we are receiving from this festive Church of Zion, God is here for us. Thank you, God, for everything.
Amen.
In your name, we pray and thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank everyone for their testimony. Amen. We know that God has continued to bless us, continue to keep us. In spite of us, amen, you know, we just give him the honor, the glory, and the praise this morning, amen, amen. It's a good thing, amen, to be able to give praises unto God, amen, amen, and that you still got breath in your body.
Thank you.
Did somebody get that? I mean, you still got breath in your body.
That's that 150 song where they say let everything there was. Amen. Everything that has breath, what? Praise the Lord. Amen. He didn't say some of them. Right? He said everything. Amen. I heard the birds this morning praising him. Amen. Amen. And if the bird can praise him, amen, we ought to praise him because you know the rock is on standby. I said the rock is on standby. And Jesus said if these hold it, y'all ever seen a rock praise God? Y'all ever seen no rock praise God for you, amen? Amen. But if you hold your peace, he gonna cry out. Amen. Thank God, amen. You know, no rock crying out for me, amen. I know we preached a sermon almost 18 years ago, amen. It was over there in Central High School, Sea Pleasant, Maryland. I told everybody go outside and get a rock, amen. And you still got your rock, amen. The title of the sermon is Excuse Me, Mr. Rock. Excuse me, Mr. Rock. Amen. In other words, you can't praise him for me. Amen. I'ma praise him all by myself. Amen. Don't nobody else praise him. I'ma praise him all by myself. Praise God. Amen. All right, we get ready to go to the Lord in prayer. I'm gonna ask Reverend Sykes, and she will get ready to lead us in prayer this morning. Amen. Again, we don't take prayer lightly. Amen. Sister Randolph is talking about the bloodline, amen, about all the generations, amen. Somewhere along the line, amen, somebody got down on their knees and prayed for it. Somewhere along the line, amen, somebody uttered your name, amen, all across their lips, amen, uttered your name across their lips, amen. Somewhere along the line when you were just a little baby, amen, somebody said, bless this child, amen, amen. And somewhere along the line, God has been answering that prayer, amen, ever since. Amen? Amen. So we want to remember that prayer, amen, is a vital part of our ministry. Amen? That we should pray one for another. The Bible teaches us that we should pray without ceasing. Amen? That we should pray about everything. Take it to the Lord in prayer. So as we prepare to go in prayer, remember everyone that is on vacation, those that are traveling, they will have safe journey down and back. Remember all of our school teachers and all of those in the camp and all of those that are doing summer vacation. Remember all of our leaders, whether it's in the federal government, state, local government. Remember in this county we have an election coming up. Remember all of our men and women in uniform. Just remember our first responders, those that are in hospitals and nursing homes. Remember all of our members, amen, that are at home. Just whisper a prayer with them, amen, and ask God's continued blessing upon them. And we know by the shadow of a doubt, amen, when we continue to remain a praying church, amen, the Holy Spirit will be able to keep us and bind us together. I'm reminded of the day of Pentecost in the book of Acts, amen, where Jesus told them to get in one place on one accord, amen. Wait for it, amen. Wait for the promise of God, amen. And it said the Spirit came in like a mighty rushing wind, amen? And it began to perform miracles in that place, amen? And so God, how can y'all still believe God is a miracle worker, amen? He's still a miracle working God, amen? Look at somebody say, I'm a miracle, amen? Say, I don't know about you, but I'm a miracle. But look at somebody and say, you're a miracle too, amen? Amen. God is the one that can perform, only can perform those miracles. Amen? Amen. So we're going to ask Reverend Sykes to get ready to lead us in prayer. Reverend Sykes.
Let us pray. Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus, acknowledging you as Lord and Savior of our lives. Thank you for the new mercies of this day. Thank you for providing everything that we need. Father, we thank you this morning, Father God, for being our rock in a weary land. shelter in times of storms in our lives. Refresh and refocus our minds on today, Father. Continue to lead us and guide us, and continue to direct our thoughts. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. We worship and adore you this morning, Father. Allow your spirit to breathe afresh and anew in us and through us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us this morning. We take comfort, Lord, in knowing that you are still God. And we thank you for your hand of grace and mercy and your protection that covers us each and every day. We pray that you would touch the hearts and the minds and the spirits of mankind. And we know that you are a prayer answering God. And we know that you specialize in things that seem impossible. And we know, Father God, that you don't slumber, nor do you sleep, but you're always watching over us, Father. And so, Father, we thank you for being an all-powerful God, because we know that there is power in the name of Jesus. You, God, are our source and our strength. Refill us, Lord, with your peace and your love, your strength and your compassion. Oh, God, we love you and we adore you, Father God. And we magnify your name and we glorify your name on this day, Father. For this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. So, Father, we come, Father God, at this morning time, God, interceding on behalf, oh God, of this nation, interceding on behalf of all families near and far, interceding on behalf of our communities, God. We pray, oh God, today, oh God, for all pastors and all churches, all of our servant leaders and prayer warriors. We pray for those that are in hospitals and those in nursing homes. And, oh God, we pray for all bereaved families today, Father God. And we pray, oh God, today for our pastor, Pastor Kason. We pray that you will continue to strengthen him in every area of his life that he needs to be strengthened in, Father. We pray that you would keep a hedge of protection around him, and that you will continue to use him mightily in service for kingdom people. Oh, God, we pray for this branch of Zion, God, that heart. We pray for each member, every ministry, Father. We pray for all of our young adults, Father God, all of the students, Father God, all of our children and grandchildren. And, Father God, we just thank you, Father God, this morning, Father God, for your faithfulness to us, Father God. We pray for our First Lady today, Father God, that you will continue to keep her, oh God, and be her pillar of strength, Father. And we just lift up the entire Kason family on this morning, Father God. Our world, oh God, and everyone in it, Father God, we need a healing, Father God, from you, Lord Jesus. Whether it's a physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual healing, Father God, because we look to you, God, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. And there is absolutely nothing too hard for you, Father. Father God, we thank you, Father God. Because, Father God, I've called on the Lord and I've got an answer on many occasions. And we have called on you, Father God, corporately and individually, oh God. And we've got answers, Father God. And so, Father God, we declare your glory in this place on this morning, Father God. And, Father God, despite our shortcomings, despite, oh God, our challenges and things that we might be going through, oh God, we know that we are more than conquerors through you, oh God, that love us, Father. And greater is he that is with us and in us than he that is within the world. And so, Father, after all the things that we have been through, after all the things that we're going through, we are still standing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And so, Father, we thank you for being a problem solver. We thank you for being a heart fixer. We thank you for being a mind regulator. Because, God, you never cease to amaze us, Father God. You are a wonderful counselor. You are the Prince of Peace. And so, Father, we thank you this morning. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, God, we thank you because there are so many wonderful things about you. And so, Father God, we give you glory and honor, and we say hallelujah to your name on this morning, Father God. And we will continue, Father God, to wait patiently on you, Father God. We will continue, Father God, to love and to obey and to trust you, Father God. We will continue, Father God, to watch you work, Father God, because truly, Father God, you are the great I am that I am. And so, Father, we thank you this morning, and we bless your name this morning, Father God. And we ask, Father God, this morning, Father God, and thank you, Father God, this morning for attending your ears unto our cry, unto our prayers, and unto our petitions, Father God. And Lord, we say, oh, to be kept by Jesus. Oh, to be kept by God. And we thank you for being King of Kings, Lord of Lords, everlasting Father. And we just glorify your name and praise you on this day, Father God, that you have made, Father God. And we bless your name this day. Yes, all of these petitions in the mighty and matchless and powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And amen. And thank God.
Amen. Thank God for powerful prayers. Amen. You know that God is still blessing us. Continue to give him glory today, for he is worthy of all the glory. Amen. Amen. Hang on, that's what you're doing there. All of the glory belongs to you. That's what I'm
all the glory belongs to you. Thank you.
God, amen. God deserves all the glory and all the praise, amen. I know, amen, sometimes it's best to give a little time, amen. But, you know, when you worship God in spirit and in truth, amen, somewhere along the line, you can find one more praise for the Lord, amen. Come on, let's give God some praise for the great things, amen. That dedication to the Lord. Amen. There's a word from the Lord today. And we are thankful to God, amen, for his word. Amen. Because we all live in this world. Amen. And we are none exempt from ups and downs in this world. Amen. I don't care who you are, where you live. Amen. Somewhere along the line, trouble will knock on your door. Amen. Amen. We know that the only one, amen, that we can turn to in times of trouble, times of struggle, amen, is the Lord, amen? Amen. Sometimes you got to get one of them quick prayers in, amen. Help me, Lord. Help me. Amen? Amen. When you get that quick prayer in, amen, the Lord will come by and help you. Sometimes I need to help you to close your mouth. Amen. Somebody can close your mouth. Close your mouth, amen. And we want to go back to the book of Genesis, amen, where Abraham and Sarah needed to close their mouths and let the Lord work that thing out, amen. But they opened their mouths, amen, and got in some trouble, amen, amen. And then they tried to cover it up. How many of y'all know if you tell one lie, you gotta tell another lie? Amen. See, the Lord promised Abraham, he said, look here, his name was Abram. I'm made your father, nation. You know, go to that place, I'm gonna show you, amen, and it ain't gonna work out, amen. But it just so happened to be that they was a little older. Amen. And Sarah was in her 80s, and Abraham was in his 90s. Amen? And you know how it is when you get a little older, amen, you think the time to pass you by. Amen? Anybody got the gray hair? Amen. Your little gray hair, amen. And you think, oh, Lord, it's all over. Amen. Amen. I done messed up now. The head has started turning gray. Amen. Now I'm old. Amen. And I'm running out of time. Amen. But you know that it ain't over. Amen. Till God says what? It's over. Look at somebody say it ain't over. Till God says it's over. So I might have a few aged years on me, amen, but I'm still good to go with God. Is that all right? Amen, amen. Look at the side. I got a few years on me, amen, but I'm still good to go. Come on, somebody need to give God some praise. The old folks used to say, I'm kicking, but now, amen, I'm still kicking. Might not be as high as I used to get kicked, amen, to come through. Amen. The Karate Kid, but I'm still kicking. Amen. But somewhere along the line, we got to learn every now and then to keep your mouth what? Closed. Because his mouth has a tendency to write checks. Amen. They're behind, amen. And so Sarah and Abraham, they got a little beside them, so they got to a place that said, well, Lord, you ain't blessed me right away, amen. And I'm looking for a blessing, but it's taking too long. Anybody ever say, Lord, you're taking too long? You ain't came, amen, when I want you. And so if we go to chapter 16 of the book of Genesis, we will see Sarah and Abraham, amen, sort of like Adam and Eve, amen, were talking something, amen, that wasn't God. You see, in Genesis, God said, what did he say? He said, he got all of this, he's dominion of all of this, except this one little thing right there. That's the tree of what? Knowledge and what? Good and what? Evil. He said, leave that alone. He had dominion over everything else. Matter of fact, Adam, you name everything. Amen? And you, whatever you say it is, that's what it's going to be. That's some serious blessing right there. Did God bring it out? You name it and say, God said, yep, that's what it is. That's the way it was in the Garden of Eden. That's the way, that's how they had it back in the Garden of Eden. Come on now. Whatever you say it is, that's what it's going to be. Huh? It wasn't no question. God said, whatever you call it, that's what it's going to be. What's it going to be, man? What's it going to be? That's what it's going to be, whatever you call it. Huh? Abraham, God said, you're going to be a father of many nations, you and your wife. Y'all might be old, amen, but you still got it going on. Look at somebody say, I might be old, but I still got it going on. Look at somebody say, what? 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 Amen. Yeah, I still got it going on. Come on now. But I got to learn to what? Close what? My mouth. Amen. I didn't say mouth. I said mouth. Chapter 16. The book of Genesis is now Sarah, Abram's wife, bear him what? No children. And she had a handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was what? Hagar. Huh? That lady that sang that song back in the day, making it easy what? For the clean up woman. Y'all don't know nothing about that. And Sarah said unto Abram, behold now, the Lord hath restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go in unto my what? Maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her. And Abram hearkened to the voice of Sarah. Lord have mercy. Come on now. He ain't no problem with his sister Juanita. But she opened her mouth and opened it up. She opened it up. Amen. God specifically told Abraham, he said, I'm going to make you a father of many nations. You and your wife, in your old age, you're going to have children. Amen. But in the Garden of Eden, God said, don't touch that tree of knowledge of good and evil. And the day you touch over, you shall surely die and say that God's alive. So basically, when we don't do what thus said the Lord, what God says, we open our mouth and we say, we're going to believe the devil over God. Amen? But how many of you know that it ain't over until God says it's over? Even though you opened up your mouth and wrote a check that your hand can't cash, God is going to be faithful and true to his word. It might come a little later than you expected it because you took a detour. Come on, somebody say, I've taken detours before. Amen. Some of us are still on detours. But it ain't over. What? Till God says it over, because God can still make a way. Amen? So let's look at this thing just a little bit further. I'm going to let y'all go. He said, Abram's wife took Hagar, this is verse 3, her maid, the Egyptian, after Abraham, and dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to her husband, Abram, to be his wife. What in the world? This sounds like some housewives, amen, of the biblical days.
Amen. Okay.
Housewives of the biblical days. Hagar, amen, and Sarah, amen. They've been girls, amen, for 10 years, amen. But God promised the blessing to Sarah and Abraham, amen. And Abraham, he over there, old man, talking.
Oh, whatever you say, man. It's okay with me.
Ain't thinking about what God said. So what should have happened, Dr. Lindley, is that they should have closed their mouth and waited, what, on God. But how many of you know you get to talking, she get to talking, it sounds good to you, it sounds good to him, and even Hagar was about it. And so she figured she was going to move, amen, Sarah out the way, and she was going to be the next first lady.
Come on now. We see in verse 4, Abram said, and he went into Hagar, and she conceived, and when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despising her eyes. Here comes the what? The drama. Here comes the drama. Don't you know that most of the drama in our lives we call ourselves? Amen. If we would only just obey to what God said and stick to the plan, amen. And sometimes that's why I said, do not pass me. God ain't forgot about you. God has already got the beginning and the end already laid out. He's just waiting for us, amen, to follow the instruction to completion. But the problem is sometimes it takes longer than we want it to. And if it takes longer than what we want it to, what we'll do is we'll rationalize, amen, that God didn't say this, he meant this, amen. And because he meant this, amen, I'm going to do this. That's the same thing that the devil tried and tricked Adam and Eve into God. See, the God hold back on you. He don't want you to be this. He don't want you to be this. He don't want you to be this because you know you're going to be like God. So God is lying because he don't want you to be like him. Here's Sarah and Abraham saying, God hadn't blessed us, amen, with a child yet. So what God meant for us was to bring Hagar into the family to have the kid, amen, and carry out God's plan. How many of you know that's a lie straight from the enemy, just like Satan was alive straight from the enemy in the Garden of Eden. And so what happened? Adam went along with his wife in the garden, didn't he? Amen. She took her the tree, what, and ate. And her husband with her, and he what? And he ate. And everybody after that is sinned just like that. Amen. So here we got Sarai, amen, talking about Hagar, come on in, amen. And Abraham didn't say stop, amen. This is not what God said, amen. Come on now. Just like Adam could have said stop, this is what God said. But now, him being a man, come on now, Lord have mercy, went on and did what he had to do, and now she got a baby, amen. And now they beef with the handmaid and with, amen, Sarah. Now what you going to do? They walk around looking at each other, written on each other. Amen. She talking about, I got a baby. I got a baby. And you don't have one, old lady. Verse 5, Sarah said, I'm not having it. Y'all know, lady, when y'all get fed up, my little grandbaby, she'll wave her fingers. Let me tell you something. Sarah said she ain't happy. In verse 5, it says, and Sarah said unto Abram, my wrong be upon thee. I have given my maid into thy bosom, and when she saw that she had conceived, I was despising her eyes. The Lord judge between me and thee. Right? She said she didn't have enough. She made a mistake. She said, this is not right. But her husband is still going along with the plan. May have mercy. Now, housewives of the biblical day. And so in verse 6, it says, but Abram said unto Sarah, behold, the maid is in thy hand. Do to her as it pleases thee. And I said, I ain't got nothing to do with it. And when Sarah dealt hardly with her, she fled from her face. So here we are, Lord have mercy, with all this drama going on. We got Abram disobeying God. We got Sarah disobeying God. We got Hagar in the middle of it. We got the kids in the middle of it. All of this, why? Because they didn't close their what? Mouth. And their mouth got them what? In what? Trouble. And so the Lord had to step in. I'm going to let y'all go because it's always good for the Lord what to step in. So if you find yourself, look at somebody, if you find yourself in trouble, amen, ask the Lord what to step in. Because it's never too late for God to make. take away. It's never too late for God to turn that situation around. And everybody be laughing at you because you made, anybody ever made a mistake, and folks were laughing at you. They were laughing at you because you made a mistake. But God says, my plan is still going to come to fruition, amen, because I am God. And they might fall down, but I'm a God that's a forgiving God, a loving God that can pick you back up, dust you off, put your feet on a solid rock, put you back in line, and allow you to continue to turn it because I'm God. And besides, I mean, there is no other. So the enemy wants you to stay down. He wants you to stay defeated. He wants you to stay falling. But when Adam and Eve sinned into God, God immediately put a plan into action, amen, to bring them back into the fold. Ain't the Lord all right? Oh, if we could only be like that. Oh, my goodness. We hold grudges for 150, 20 years. Amen. Well, you remember back in 1918, amen. When you looked at me the wrong way, amen. I ain't never forgot that. Tell you when he around in 1918. What you talking about? Well, you know what year it was. And so what happens is in verse 7, and the angel of the Lord found her by a fountain of the water in the wilderness, by the fountain in the way of Shur. That's a sermon right there of Dr. Lindsay. And the name of the sermon is by a fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain in the way to Shur. Lord have mercy. And if you ever found yourself by a fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain in the way to Shur, amen, that means you was in some show no trouble. Amen? In other words, you done got kicked out of the house. You and your child and got kicked out of the house. You down and out. You played along with the game. You thought you was going to be one thing, and it turned out to be another. But the angel of the Lord found you. And that's what I'm so excited about God is that God never gives up on his people. God never gives up on the ones he loves. God never gives up. We might mess up. We might have shortcomings. But God loves us so much, amen, that even if you haven't received, amen, and you're falling to God and believing God's enemy that tells you that God is a liar, God still loves you enough, amen, to say, I'm going to put a plan into action to bring you back into the fold, that you have the right relation with me because I love you that much. How many know that God still loves you that much? You might have fallen. You might have went with somebody else's husband or somebody else's man. You might have chewed something down, bust your head down to the white meat, but God still loves you. And he'll come find you. Somebody said, God came and found me. He found you. Somebody said, I was lost, but now I'm fine. Was blind, but now what? I see. So he found her. In verse 8 he says, and he said, hey, God, Sarah's handmaid, whence comest thou? And where did thou go? And she said, I flee from the face of my mistress Sarah. And the angel of the Lord, come on now, the angel of the Lord said unto her, return to this mistress and submit thyself under her hand. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, I will multiply thy seed exceedingly, that it shall not be numbered for multitude. In other words, you might have messed up, but it ain't over till God says it's over. You might have tripped up, but it ain't over till God says it's over. And if you obey the Lord, even though you fell down, God can pick you up. God can turn your situation around. God will forgive you of your sin. God will put a plan into action that when you didn't have favor, God will show favor on you. The enemy that used to be your enemy now is your compatriot, the person that didn't like you. Now they like it. Why? Because God will work it out. God will turn the situation around, and God will bless you. Just like he said, he will bless you. God will come see about you. God will find you. God will bring you out. God will turn the situation around.
Man,
you begin to know God like that. Come on now. And you know him as a way maker. See, everybody talk about Abraham. They don't talk too much about Sarah and Hagar. They always talk about Abraham and all his faith. Come on now. But they don't never talk about the mess that Abraham, before he was strong in his faith, got everybody in. But aren't you glad today that even though Abraham messed up, God didn't forget about Sarah, and God didn't forget about Hagar. God didn't forget about Isaac, and God didn't forget about Ishmael. Aren't you glad that we serve a God that won't forget about you? Aren't you glad today that when you look at this story, you see that God's got a plan, and when God's plan comes to fruition, everybody gets blessed. Look at somebody and say, when God's got a plan, everybody gets blessed. I don't care if you're Abraham, I don't care if you're Isaac, I don't care if you're Ishmael, I don't care if you're Hagar, I don't care if you're Sarah. God's plan, I say God's plan will come through fruition. Aren't you glad today that it ain't over? It ain't over. It ain't over till God says it's over. It ain't done till God says it's done. And late in your years, you might think God has forgotten about you. But God has not forgotten about you. You might have some gray hair. You might not be walking as fast as you used to walk. But God will. I said God will be true to his word. He'll turn around. He'll make a way out of way. No way. God will populate. God will prop you up. God will multiply. God will deliver. God will set you up high. God will make you the head and not the tail. God will make you first and not last. God will be true to his words. And then you're ready to go to my seat. Verse 11, he said, and the angel of the Lord said to her, behold, thou art with child, and shalt bear a son, and shalt call his name Israel, because the Lord has heard your affliction. Somebody need to get up and run around the room. When I was down, the Lord heard me. The Lord heard me. When I was out, the Lord heard me. When I failed him, when I wouldn't do right, when I messed up, when I was a sinner, when I was a wretch unto man. The Lord heard my cry. Aren't you glad you can call him Savior? Savior, hear my humble cry. Savior, Savior, while on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Aren't you glad today that the Lord heard your cry? Aren't you glad today when you were like Hagar, when you were like Ishmael, when you were like Sarah, when you were like Abram, when you wouldn't do right, like Adam, like Eve, that God heard it. Look at somebody and say, God heard me, God heard me, God heard me. Did God hear me? Did God hear your cry? Did God hear you? Did God come see about you? Did God make a way? Did God turn your situation around? Say yeah! 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 He may tell you a whole bunch of lies, but tell him that's all right. God's got my back. God's got this thing under control. God loves me enough that even when I messed up, he's coming over. God has the ability to make it up. Amen. And the record said that at 100 years old. Big brother Abraham, come on now. Big Miss Sarah, amen. Come on now. Somewhere along the line, the birds and the bees got together, amen. And Big brother Abraham, amen, amen. Well, we gonna do this thing the way the Lord say do it. And God said if we can still do it, we gonna do it. I'm gonna win this. I don't care how old you are. If God's there, you can still do it. You do it the way the Lord say do it. Amen. And I guarantee you, if you do it the way the Lord said do it, God will turn it around. God will bring you out. God will give you everything you need. When everybody says you can't do it, you tell them, oh, yes, I can. Because God said it. That tells it. Whether you believe it or not, God is the only one
Yeah. Spirit, your word today. Thank you for
allowing us to worship you in a manner that's pleasing in your sight. And now may your love, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, continue to rest, rule, and abide with us both now and forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord sing together. Favor. Let somebody know that you love them in Jesus.